TK Radio. Ho ho. Today is March 23rd, 2012, and we have a new broadcasting host, Dylan Swank.
Great to be here, Knox. Now, today we have Miss Perry with us. She's a 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher here at TK Stone Middle School. She is also the sponsor of the debate team. And can you tell us a little bit how the debate team has done this year?
Okay. The debate team has done a great job this year. It started out as a pilot program. And what happened, I was looking at one of my alumni magazine, and it was from Spalding University. I got my undergraduate degree from Spalding University and had an article in the magazine about the debate league, and I thought, okay, that'll be a good idea to bring to TK Stone. So I asked Ms. Mather about it, and she was on board. She was excited about bringing the debate team to TK Stone. And we had several students to try out for the debate team. We have 8 students that have done a wonderful job. We've had 2 tournaments. We've done well in both tournaments. And the first time, we were sort of mediocre in our debate. And each time we would have a practice, the students got better and better and better. So we're at the championship level now. And we start championship March the 30th.
Congratulations.
For students who've never experienced a debate, will you explain what a typical debate looks like and what happens there?
Yes. One of the things we do first is to have some training. The people that are on my team, we went to Spalding and had training on how to conduct a debate. They give us a lot of paperwork to give us guidance. And then after that, we did choose a subject. And this year, the subject was video games cause more harm than good. Was the debate topic. So we had students to choose whether they were going to be pro or con. So are they saying that more video games cause more violence than maybe the opposite side would be they do not cause more violence, they cause more good. So each group did a lot of research. It's nothing that you just kind of this is something I want to do. It's a lot of work. And you have to do a lot of this on your independent own time. And these students they're just diligent about going out and doing the research and then coming back on, particularly on Wednesday afternoons and practice doing a debate.
Hmm. For students who want to participate next year, when will the team form?
If we get a chance to do this again next year, and I hope we will, remember, this year was a pilot program, and we were seeing how well things would progress. If we start next year, I want to start very early when schools start. I was thinking more like October, maybe even a little bit earlier, maybe September. We start in August, and usually August is a transition time, getting things together, and it's hard for students to get all their classes and everything in a regular routine in August. But I'm thinking maybe September. October is a little late. I really want to start early this year, mm-hmm. this next coming school year.
Ms. Perry is also the sponsor and organizer of the 8th grade field trip that occurs every year here at TK. And we know that this year's trip is to Philadelphia. And what can students expect to see on this trip and learn?
All right. This is my 18th year of organizing 8th grade field trips. We've been to Philadelphia before. And some of the highlights of the 8th grade trip this year would be Gettysburg. And, of course, Hershey, Pennsylvania. The kids are really looking forward to that. And we're getting ready to study the Civil War in our 8th grade. This is our last big unit for the year. And being able to see the actual battle site and something that they hear about in a history book, but to actually experience that is awesome. And that is one of the reasons why I really enjoy doing 8th grade field trips. The kids really enjoy it. I think that's one of the highlights of the year.
Where have some of the 8th grade trips been?
Okay. We've gone several times to Washington, D.C. We've gone to Boston. We've gone to St. Louis, Missouri. We've done Philadelphia, as you said, several times. We've gone to what's called the Blue and Gray, where we went from Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, all the way down to Savannah, and then came up the East Coast and wound up at Fort Sumter, South Carolina, where the Civil War, the first shots were at Fort Sumter, South Carolina. So we've done several trips, Washington, D.C. several times. Also, we've gone to New York. A lot of people really enjoyed our New York trip, so that was really special, too, because we got a chance to see a Broadway play. Lion King was the name of the Broadway play that we saw in New York. Being at Fifth Avenue was wonderful. I mean, New York, Ellis Island, we went to Ellis Island. I mean, some of the things that we see and do on the 8th grade trips are phenomenal.
Where has your favorite destination been on the 8th grade trip?
Washington, D.C. is always special because history is like my baby. I love U.S. history. And you probably can, you know, if you're in my class, you probably already know that. I'm very partial to U.S. history. I think it's because so much about government and history and all the monuments are right there in Washington, D.C. I'm really looking forward to going to Washington, D.C. at some point in the future where I want to see the new Martin Luther King Museum that just opened in August. So I think that would be so awesome to see this brand new monument. We've seen the Vietnam Wall. We've seen the Korean Memorial. We've seen Jefferson Monument. We've seen the Lincoln Monument. So, and we've been to the Smithsonian, and we've been to most all of those places, but this is brand new, so I'm really excited. I don't know when that will be, but that's something to look forward to.
We hear that sometimes people don't get a lot of sleep on these trips. How do you manage to cope with the lack of sleep?
We have some really cranky people. And we learn to be very flexible. The teachers learn to be, and the chaperones, most of the chaperones are teachers, but we learn to be very flexible. And it's kind of fun to see students outside of the classroom. It's different. It's a time where we are really relaxed. There's not a lot of sleep, you know, on these trips. We are busy the whole time. We're moving the entire time. And when we say lights out at the hotel, we're ready to crash. We really need to get some sleep and energy to be energized to go to the next trip. Because on a field trip, it's not a pleasure trip. We are moving all the time.
How do you decide each year where to go for the trip?
Well, I get input from the chaperones. Ms. Mather and I talk about it. We get ideas from parents. A lot of times from the tour company, we'll ask different questions, and we try to make the trip as economical as possible. And if you have a good deal, we're trying to make sure that any student that want to go on the 8th grade trip will be able to go.
And each episode of the podcast, we always ask the same question to the guests. What is your favorite part of TK Stone?
My favorite part of TK Stone? Just teaching. I mean, I love what I do. And I think when I see a student get it, when they understand the content, when the light bulb comes on, and if you have students in my room, they'll know, I'll say, yes! I get very, very excited when everything is like, okay, that lesson went well. They mastered that content. This is exciting, and realize that, okay, all of us have a purpose in life, and I really believe that is my purpose in life, is to teach, and I want to be able to fulfill my purpose.
Well, thanks for being here, Ms. Perry, and thanks to all you for listening. Join us next time for another episode of TK Radio.
TK Radio, ho, ho.